Good evening, everyone. It's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show here on Valentine's Day, 2013, February the 14th. And thanks for listening in, folks. So we're going to honor Valentine's with a few songs. And first things first, I want to introduce my guest tonight. And you're listening to episode number 85 and on February 14th. First of all, hello, Max. How are you? Good to see you tonight.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm glad you had a lot of fun last week, I think.
I did. Okay. I had a really good time with Dave on air, so hopefully it'll be awesome today, too.
I think so.
We'll see your lineup, so I'll judge you accordingly.
Oh, I just love being judged, as long as it's a good result. That's amazing.
Well, we'll see.
We'll do
you
fine.
You have 2 hours. You have 2 hours to impress me, my friend.
Well, with you two guys for guests, it's going to be a great show.
Sure.
And I want to welcome my second guest, Lucy Jung. And Lucy, I'm so glad you came out tonight. You bring an interesting thing to our show, lots of experience with music. You're a pianist, a violinist?
Yeah.
Great. And, of course, we're going to play some Django Reinhardt, some Claude Fiddler Williams, and
that's right.
We'll look for your insight on those songs and why they swing so well with the violin. I love them. I love those artists. They're great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got introduced to them like sometime a few years ago. The first one, Grappelli, and the second, Claude Williams, just by you, 2 days ago.
Well, I'm glad. And I think I sent along a clip of one of his songs. Did you have a chance to open it? I tried something new on using Facebook. I hope it got through.
Sure, I got it. I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, that's our show tonight. We're going to talk about swing music. Got two great guests, and I hope you're tuned in and have had a great day. We're in a bit of a snowstorm tonight, but we've had lots of fun. And so it is Valentine's Day, and I went through my playlist and found a couple of songs. We're going to play them. One is by Frank Sinatra called My Funny Valentine, and the second one, the name of the band is The Valentines, and my playlist calls them a doo-wop band, and that song will be Tonight Kathleen. We'll be right back, folks, and we'll play these two Valentine's songs. Happy Valentine's Day.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change a hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Is Valentine's Day.
Hi, this is Martin Hansen from Waterloo, and you're listening to the Sweet, Sweet Swing and Blues Show on CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM.
Thank you.
This is Max Allman from Waterloo, Ontario. You are listening to the Swing and Blues Show on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And our goal is to promote the, not the farm community, but the swing community in support of, you know, swing dancing. And really, I mean, it's a sense of community. I've just joined this group, what, like 2.5 weeks ago? And it's fantastic. I love it. So, and the show is brought to you by Hepcats. Hepcat Hoppers, what's their address there on Herb Street? At Urban Regina.
Right. And it's the old LCBO store on Herb Street. So thanks for doing that, Max.
Yeah, no worries.
I just love taking little clips from my guests and I'll play them on future shows. So it's a lot, it just makes it for a great show.
Oh, yeah.
So
Yeah.
So you're, you know, it's just really cool that as we talked before that you actually were on this station as a DJ and put it. It's an amazing effort you put in coming in the mornings like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I used to have the Mad Tracks radio show Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Yeah.
I forget what were the hours, like between 6 and 9, something like that, before classes. And this is when Sound FM was still on campus at the University of Waterloo, in the services building. And yeah, I did it for two years, and I really loved it. It was a really great trip. I met a lot of great people, Carmelo being one of them.
Yes.
And back to radio and meeting some more people. So, and happy birthday to Carmelo's niece. So I thought I'd get that in there.
Oh, that's good. You know, we actually have birthdays we'll make some announcements of in the swing community. So tell us, how did you end up here on the Swing and Blues show tonight? Do you have an interest in swing music? Did you play swing music when you had your broadcast?
No, okay. No. Maybe like once or twice,
yeah.
Just because I felt like it. But I was introduced to the swing community. We can thank April, know, April Philpotts.
April, and we want to get April on the show sometime. She's just busy job searching, so she wants to wait it out till she gets that done, then she'll come on our show too.
But yeah, hopefully she's listening. I told her that I'm on the air right now, so I guess I'll wait for a text message from her telling me whether yay or nay. She actually will be joining us at some point today, apparently.
Okay.
But anyways, the way that I was introduced to the swing community is very interesting. April, just one day I was messaging her, I said, what are you up to? And she's like, oh, I'm going to Toronto for this swing thing. And I was like, okay. And I'd never really danced before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I never really, like, you know, they have the salsa nights Flying Dog or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
And so I never really went out to one of those, but she was like, oh, yeah, just come and dress up. And so I dressed up, you know, shirt and tie and pants and my leather shoes, leather-soled shoes and whatever, and went. And it was for the Tux event at the Dover Court House in Toronto at Bloor and Dover Court. And holy crap. There were at least 300 kids dancing on like two floors.
So the Tux Weekend was your first introduction to swing dance?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I told April, it was euphoric. It was just like in the movies.
Because yeah.
You have this old building, old dance floor. You had a live band and kids dressed up really well. and just swinging the freaking night away.
Yeah.
So it was really something. And I asked, she was telling me about Hepcats and whatever. So I told her, all right, well, Monday I'd join you. And I went. And I really enjoyed it. Met some people. And and I'm starting Swing 1. I'm sure I told you this on Monday. Mm-hmm. Right? I signed up for Swing 1 at Hepcat Hoppers.
Yeah.
So, really,
you know, I just got to tell you, I mean, that's some half the fun when the guests come in. Talk about how the guests started in the scene and what they're doing here on the Thursday night. Talk about it. And, you know, there's this, everyone's story resonates with someone else that, yeah, that matches my how I began, and this is what I like now, and so on. So, you know, you're going to be that one of our best sources, Max, for the next little while as you swing dance and tell us your experiences, because everyone's going to get that.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because, I mean, you guys are a great crowd. And I like hanging out with you guys. I look forward to Mondays,
yep.
Swing night, at Hepcats. And I'm also taking part in, like, I'm also part now of the band. You know, like that they jam on Thursdays.
Yes, yeah. So isn't that nice? You know, like, this one thing about our swing community has really worked out well, I think. And under the guidance of Hepcat Hoppers, one of the show sponsors, they're attempting to make the scene well rounded to fit everybody's. And are you a pianist, right?
I'm a trained pianist. But I'm also, like, I've joined the thing because Mark plays the piano most of the time. So whatever Mark can play, great. If he can't play it, I'll play it. Mark can play most of the stuff. So I bring my accordion with me and I kind of dabble on the accordion.
Oh, they're lucky to have you then, because the more variety of music, the more the fun.
Let me just say, by Mirabis Duchesne, and if Dave is listening right now, he'll agree with me from wherever the heck he is.
Yeah.
By Mirabis Duchesne on the accordion sounds awesome.
Do you have a request for any music tonight? Do you want
Buy Me Your Bis Duchesne?
I have that on here somewhere. I'll play that.
All right, sure. Let's get a good version of it.
Yeah.
Something with lyrics and
okay.
a good crooner.
Well, I'll search for that. And what we're going to do right now is play another song. And we're going to talk a little bit about what Lucy's doing here. We've been sort of thinking about playing some, include the violin. So do you want to speak a little bit about how do you know as a violinist? Tell us how Grappelli fits into the scheme of things.
Oh, how, you mean what I did with the violin? So let me sort of look up my past schedule for improvisation. So I think I started it off improvising when I've been playing the violin since I was four.
Yeah.
I went to McGill for violin performance. Well, and I switched to U of T later for math and physics. So, but anyway, I got back to violin. But the improvisation is a more recent development.
Okay.
So, I think maybe around a couple of years ago, at the Perimeter Institute pub night, there was some jamming going on. Yeah. They had this pub nights, musical pub nights, and another independent songwriter called Caitlin.
Yeah.
She's also a scientist,
yeah.
And she had wrote some songs, did on the piano, and I joined her to just because, like, I was itchy. I performed some Bach.
Yeah.
Solo there, Bach partita, and there was all serious stuff, and then other people play other music. Then the man had my instrument with me. I said, I have some music in my head, so let me try going and doing something. So I started kind of there, and also there's another great jazz pianist, Noah, who's a husband of one of the persons who works there. And he plays a lot of jazz music. So he sings and he plays the piano. And he does a great job. Like, it's the whole show already. He doesn't need me. But I still join in sometimes. So, you know, after the whole musical pop night was 2 hours of musical pop night, I just could not stop. So I just kept going. And this happened and happened. Then later, so I was sometimes performing at the Silver Spoon Cafe in downtown Kitchener with Caitlin and MD Edwards, another independent songwriter who I met through Caitlin. So we collaborated on, you know, me improvising on some of the songs that he had for his album, Walking Through Paint, I think. So MD Edwards, maybe look him up.
That's probably quite a good song. Is it a good song?
It's actually that? A whole album. Maybe later, I can play maybe one of his songs. Is that good later?
No, sure. We'll just have to get you hooked in somehow. I need to have this.
It's not exactly jazz, but just to see what the kind of thing my collaborators do.
Yeah.
So Yeah, and I'm continuing the effort. Maybe I'll get to jam later with Brandon. I'm not sure. Anyway, just lots of local artists, independent songwriters here. And I should be collaborating on some improvisation composition project with Heather Tapes, mm-hmm. a professor of piano from Wilfrid Laurier soon. So. Okay, anyway, maybe more later.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Just what I think I want to tell our listeners that I first heard you play, it was at Hap Cats on a Monday night, and you were playing the violin along with, was it Paul McDonald that? Paul Mitchell?
Sandy McDonald and Paul Mitchell. Yeah.
Yeah, and you did a great job, and I appreciate what you're saying about, you know, your training is more strict, but this is improvisation when it comes to swing.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. Good to know.
Yeah.
So, and I, you know.
Improv is all sort of things, including independent music.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything that speaks to my heart, I will go for it.
That's the best. So we're going to keep it focused towards swing. And you had mentioned minor swing. And in fact, I found a version of that with Grappelli and also with Django Reinhardt, a collaboration. So I think we'll play that. And we'll come back and maybe play some Claude Williams later. So folks, stay tuned in. We'll be back and we're going to play a minor swing by Stefan Grappelli. And also by the Django Reinhardt collaboration.
Hi, this is Jimmy Prevo, Curtain Call Entertainment. You're listening to the sound of Swingin' Blues on CKMS 100, rather 100.3 FM. Tune in weekly for the best music in KW, played by your host, Jeff Steger.
It's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show, and you're listening to us on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. And it's your host, Jeff Steger. With me tonight, my guests are Lucy Zhang and Max Salmon. Hey guys, how'd you like that tune? That, we call that gypsy swing in our little dance group. Great violin.
Yeah.
Is that you're going to try to improvise that for us sometime? We'll come. You'll come back
sure.
in the show, and we'll do it in the show.
Yeah, live in the show.
That's a lot of fun. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would, talk a little bit about Stefan Grappelli.
Yeah.
So the first time, the first time I heard about him was from a mathematician, jazz musician who composes, arranges music, and plays the saxophone. His name is Van Hempel. I met him at this Max Planck Institute. We had a workshop there for math, and then after reading my resume, he decided to organize a musical social event. So we played, and they did jazz band play, and that's also my very first improvising experience in 2009.
Okay.
Yeah. So fumbling around, and then so Stefan Grappelli, he said, "You must listen to this guy." So he said, "I had a good ear for improvisation, like matching the tunes." But the style-wise, I had nobody to learn from because everybody were playing different instruments and they have different idioms, right, for expressions. So you got to listen to this guy. I ignored him for a long time. And then, jazz pianist Noah at PI. I was emailed the name for years and it was sitting in my mailbox. And then this other guy, this jazz pianist, also told me to look him up. And I probably did not look him up right away.
So just for figure out, how long did it take you before you finally looked him up? It sounded like you had like numerous
maybe
people.
Maybe 5 years.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe three people, I don't know, like they should, you have to. You should, and then eventually I did.
Yeah.
So so he inspired some of my jazz improvisation.
Mm-hmm.
Once I tried a little bit more freeform improv, which is like basically you compose a piece on the fly with the pianist. So there was nothing before. So 10 minutes before I went down to the musical pub night, I decided to listen for like 10 minutes. Yeah, that 10 minutes I listened to some Stefan Grappelli and get some kind of flavor, the kind of expression that he has and the kind of, I don't know what I get. Like, it's not systematic, right? You just soak it up. And then you go down and play it. And then people were like, it sounded a bit like him. I was like, okay, I don't know. So that was fun.
Yeah.
And hopefully more careful study will be done later of his style. So I watched a YouTube video of him playing a piece of music with Menuhin.
Okay.
Like, who's a classical violinist. Yeah, great classical violinist. So Menuhin cannot improvise, and Grappelli cannot do... like the same thing, like
yeah, he can't do the same thing twice. He's gotta always explore.
That's
right.
I forgot which piece they were doing, but they were talking about how they admire each other and they had different styles, but they were on the same stage, one doing a lot of embellishment, the other playing difficult technical stuff, and so it was a very interesting experience to see somebody like the very different approach to violin coming together.
Well, that's a good point because you don't often hear violin in swing music, but it fits really well, I think. But I get it. What you're saying is that ordinarily a violinist is classically trained and this is how you play it. And improvisation is the challenge, which is jazz swing kind of thing.
Yeah, so.
Go ahead. Yeah,
go ahead.
The challenge is
back over later.
In the brain.
Yeah.
What I wanted to say is also what is your background in the music, right?
Yeah, because like I was going to ask you, like, as a pianist, is it hard? Would you rather be improvising music, or do you like more classical music yourself?
I've been improvising since I was 8.
Perfect. So then you get swing music.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
I get the rhythm. I get whatever.
Yeah.
Probably not the steps, but I can bounce to swing, no problemo. But I mean, I've never been able. Like, I made it to grade 8 at the Royal Conservatory.
Yes.
I've never been able to sight read.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't. I'll look at music and just be like, I don't know what the heck it's telling me. And then I'll get my instructor to play it once or twice, and then boom, I can play it right after. If
Holy
I have,
smokes. Next time you guys come out, you're going to bring along your equipment.
Okay. I have a small little keyboard that I can hook up via USB to a computer.
Oh, perfect.
I can run it into the board. Yeah,
I can run into the board here. You can probably show me how to do that because I think you have a lot more experience. Did you guys have this old board?
That board's been there since what, like 1976?
Oh my gosh.
77?
This thing has so many people who've been operating it and still work. works, so there you go. But
it's a testament of its capacities.
But that would be fun, and I'm glad that you mentioned that to our audience here, that the improvisation is probably the whole thing with spring music that works, that makes it go.
That's the thing, is that how are you going to translate emotion in the spur of the moment?
Yes.
Right? When you think about it, you know, when I improvise, somebody can tell me, Max, play me something that's sad. I'll just sit there and play something that's sad, and then they'll react to it. Yeah. Or if they say, play me something that's upbeat, that's happy, that's this, I can just kind of feel the emotion that they're trying to tell me and translate into music via improvisation. I don't have to have the music. I don't have to have these dynamics and whatever in front of me. You know, I don't have to have all of that. I don't even have to have the notes. I don't even need to have the piano. I can already have the song in my head. Well, and I know exactly what I'd be doing.
And that's great to hear, because I think let's look the other way around. So is there, in your experience, is there swing music that is more rigid or classic? Like, is all swing music, just picking your brain, is there a part of swing music that you would say is more disciplined?
I would say the only thing that's disciplined in swing music, if anything, would be the structure.
Okay.
And the structure of a song in swing,
yes.
You could tell that it's swing because it has that structure. You can feel it because of that structure. You don't bounce to the music because of the improv or because of the embellishments that you were talking about. It's about that, you know, kind of, you know, the you can hear it in the guitar. It's always going that's swing. That's you know, that's very systematic.
Okay.
And you get that even from In the Mood, like Glenn Miller's In the Mood. If you have that, we'd love to listen to that very much.
Yeah, well, I do that, and with just a minor amount of warning, I can find that, and I will find that. What else?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to forget here already. What did you want me to look for before?
By Mirabus Duchesne.
Look at that. I got to write this down, or I'm going to
forget
it again.
You know what? If you give me a pen and paper, I'll write all my requests. Which I might add, what's the phone? Is the phone number here still 886-2567?
That sounds about right, but I'm just not too sure offhand. I have to go to the website and find out what they're listing on there. But
okay, well, we'll find their phone number. If people want to request any swing music or whatnot, they can call us up. And
you know, that means you got to come back here and run that phone.
I do not mind that at
all.
You're
the best, because I'm not going to be able to even pretend I can multitask.
Just prop it up on the bar here. but yeah.
We'll set that up in a second here, and I'm going to look for Bymir Bis Duchesne.
Bymir Bis Duchesne. Now, do you have like the same version that was in Swing Kids? Like, if you have something that's
similar. Actually, I think I do. I'll just dig through that and find out what that is. And what are we doing here? We're about trying to run some ads and things. So we'll do that, and we'll take a little station break here.
Sure.
I'll find the song. We'll play some ads. I got some announcements to do, and I think I'll just mention a few while I'm looking at this thing right now. One is birthdays and celebrations. I think you noticed in our swing community we like to celebrate birthdays. Yeah. You saw the jam circle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that all. Even at, I was at Hammer Hoppers yesterday, actually.
Did you go down?
I went with Kevin in April.
Awesome.
And then Greg was there, Ryan was there, a bunch of people were there from Hepcat. So.
Well, that's perfect, because we're going to mention those guys down there, what they do. So, in our announcement section. But first of all, let's start with some birthdays here. So on Saturday, February 9th, was Michael Heitman's birthday, and on Sunday, February 10th, was James Hobson. And today, February the 14th, it is Paul Calvadas. I hope I get that right.
Paul. Oh, yeah. Tall.
So, tall
Paul.
Yeah, you know Paul?
Yeah.
So happy birthday to those guys here. And
he got a hit at the pinata last night. He almost knocked a couple of eyes out. But
there was a pinata last night, Monday night?
Yeah, they had a heart-shaped pinata.
Down in Hamilton.
At Hammer Hoppers, last night, yeah.
Yeah, so they had a new venue down there, too. I think
they were at Tailgate Charlie's.
You know what? I just saw Kevin Perbu tonight at the grocery store, and he said they had a great time down there, and he liked the venue.
Kevin.
Yeah, the guy you drove down with.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yep, so I heard that was just awesome down there, so.
We got there, what time? We got there pretty late, so. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm just going to run these ads. Actually, what am I going to do? I'd like to play a song first, one more violin player, then the ads, and that'll give me a chance to find some other stuff, and then we'll come back, and we'll carry on our conversation about music, and we'll talk about Bymir Bis Duchesne and do other ads and things like that. So let me play these ads first, folks. And hope you're enjoying our show tonight. Got great guests. It's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show. 9.3 Sound FM. Your host is Jeff Steger. And we'll put some ads on, and if I find them, oh, there we go. it's so casual in this show, of course, maybe it's good to organize. We'll be right back, folks.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Are your local food source for beef? We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Thank you.
Hoffbrook here, and you know what you're listening to? The Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3. Don't go anywhere, because something awesome's about to come your way. Blues!
Isn't that fun? Huh? So, Lucy, the question is, we're just talking in between this song, so why isn't there more violin in swing music? That last song by Claude Fiddle Williams, the smooth one, that just sounded great.
Yeah, so you wanted me to speculate.
Okay.
So I think that other jazz instruments, well, such as, let's say, take the saxophone.
Yes.
People, when they pick up a saxophone, they have in mind to play jazz music, right? They don't, there's nowhere else for them to go. So they want jazz music, so they study it. So I think for the violin, most of the time, people either start from very early. Some people start to just train to become a fiddler or become a classical violinist. Not too many people, maybe just to start playing the violin to go into jazz. And basically, it comes down to this like classical to jazz transition, most likely.
Okay.
And so it's like, and we are, so I work with many, many just classical musicians, and a few of them are doing a bit of improv. Majority of them don't. I would like to encourage more of them to try.
Yeah, I think you should. On behalf of the swing community, we'd sort of like to hear that. I'd love to hear more violin.
And so some of them do a bit, and I guess sometimes it might be a matter of confidence. Sometimes it might be a matter of perfect pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Just finding where the I don't know how everyone else does it, so I do it without music, without the chart, so I just catch the harmony as I go, and then translate to the fingers.
Yeah.
Right, so and then maybe the ears and that one thing to train, but also just to of course the style of the music, like suddenly changing from classical to jazz, and just feeling exactly like yourself, like a jazz musician. That's another challenge. I don't know. I think people are just a bit timid, partly. Well, we should have more opportunity like that for them to come out and jam. And
confidence.
Until they get used. Yeah, exactly. Confidence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's I think the explanation. And I hope there's some success to get some of your violin friends to play. I'm going to ask you to speculate again.
Sure.
So there's numerous stringed instruments, and of course a bass guitar.
Cello. We should get cellos.
What would that sound like?
I don't know.
Yeah, I happen to know someone who used to play cello.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would encourage that person.
I wonder how it fits within the range. So bass is
okay.
A typical thing, which is much lower than everything else, right?
Yeah.
The cello, would it come across? Would it cut through? Like violin is high, so it cuts through.
Okay.
But the viola and cello might have some range problem. I mean, in terms of fitting in with the other instrument. But we could try. I love the cello sound on its own.
Yeah. Well, I should introduce you to this here, the cello musician, and see if she'll try this sometime.
Sure. Yeah.
I know I suggested it before, and no, I'm not too sure about that. But it'd be quite an improvisation, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it might take, whenever they feel comfortable. It might take a while to feel them comfortable, and once they feel comfortable, hopefully, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Hepcat should have, okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Max.
Hepcat should have, like, a thank you. Like, Hepcats, I believe, should have, or at least start, the non-conventional jazz band.
Uh-huh.
Or so swing band.
And they have that already kind of started with that great group that gets together on Thursday nights.
Well, but what I'm saying is that use non-conventional instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, clarinet, that's there.
Yeah.
You know, Dave plays clarinet, and there's Heather, and then Hubert has the guitar, and then Heather plays the saxophone, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the piano, whatever. But let's say if we can have a cello, a violin, an accordion, let's get a bassoon in there, why not, to do the bass? Because,
yeah.
I mean, have you ever heard a bassoon or a contrabassoon?
Not for, yeah, but as long as you got that good earthy, that good low growl.
Well,
like
that's
that.
What I'm saying,
yeah.
Is that if you know somebody that can play a bassoon or contrabassoon in staccato,
yeah.
You have your bass line on your guitar. Yeah, we were talking about this on Monday. The guy that was being like, what was his name? The guitarist from the group that was playing on.
Yeah, Sandy McDonald.
Yeah, he's got like a really. We were talking about how he's got a great bass line going.
Yeah, how does he do that? How can the guitar? Like, I mean,
Well, if he's listening, get him to call us now that we know the phone number 519-886-2567. That'd be awesome if he were to call us right now and tell us how he did that, and we can relay that over the air. Or maybe it's one of his trade secrets.
It could be.
I
think I asked him one time about how he did it, but what would I know? I'm not a musician, but I can feel it as a dancer. I can hear it. It's really neat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So. But I'm saying, like, you know, if we can have a band like that's made up of non-conventional, you know, kind of instruments that you would normally find. I mean, or you can have some, like you can have a saxophone, or you can have something, you know, on the side to at least, nevertheless, allude to the fact that it's a swing, like it's swing music. But okay, you want to go ahead?
Well, you have to train them all, Max.
No, okay. There's the underlying assumption that they all know how to improvise. There's,
that's a lot.
I know. It's a lot to assume and a lot to expect of a lot, like you know. But it's not impossible.
Yeah.
Maybe not in Waterloo, but I mean,
yeah.
Let's. We can ask everybody in North America. I'm sure we'll find one or two.
You know, here we are in Waterloo, and we are worldwide, folks, and it's at www.soundfm.ca, and just click on the Listen Live, and you can hear us anywhere from east to west to north to south.
Even Timbuktu, do they have internet in Timbuktu? I'm sure they do.
They do.
They can listen to us there, then.
I know. And you know, it's funny you should mention that, because, you know, is in the country of Mali, and they're having their troubles right now. But I was listening to CBC the other day, and they had a couple of Malian singers, and it was just great. It was modern music in their native language, and it just was excellent stuff.
If you listen to Espace Musique, the French radio, the French CBC, right?
Yep.
They play it all the time, right? They play that stuff all the time. You get a lot of African music. Amadou and Mariam, do you know that duo? They're fantastic. They're, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, this is a swing and blues show, so we're not gonna play it here.
Yep.
Obviously, if I had a radio station, I'd be playing some of their music, because it's just absolutely fantastic. But you know, we're talking about this contemporary music that's coming out of everywhere. And Mali, they have like African pop music now.
I know, this was great stuff.
And they're incorporating the marimba. So what says that, you know, a bassoon in a swing band is impossible?
Yeah,
it's not. You just try it. If it sounds good, great. If it doesn't, freaking move on.
Yeah, true. I like that. Good. I like Max. You're speaking right to the heart of things. You don't like it, move on.
Well, I mean, that's the way it is. And with music, that's the way it is. If it doesn't sound good, you know, like I do some music production, right? Like since I started working on with radio back, 2008, 2009?
Yes.
I've gotten to know a bunch of people, software, kind of understanding electronic music and how to program synthesizers and all that kind of stuff to make decent sounding music. So, you know, you have your tracks and you play your stuff, and if it doesn't sound good, you change it.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Well, exactly. It's as simple as that. If you don't like the way it sounds, change it. And that's what I love about music, is that you can make it sound any way you like. Any way you like.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't, when you're doing it real time, you don't get the chance to go back and change it that easily, maybe. but anyway,
that's the magic of real time.
Yeah, that's right, man. Real time is really cool. It's very exciting to do, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So without practicing, anyway, it gets your brain excited. So I really like your idea about. Well, I was curious. I think it's a curious idea that to create an unconventional jazz band, because even if you play exactly the same repertoire, the same note, you're going to get a very different feel. So you know, you can easily create a new branch of jazz, right? It's going to feel very different, I think, and that would be cool to just hear what it's like. What kind of feeling you get? It's not the same lazy thing, maybe, and certainly, you know, they first like you have to assume that all these cellists, whatever violinists, play in the jazz lazy way. I mean, the layback style.
Well, you know, the biggest thing about make a swing is that if it has a good strong bass beat.
That's right.
Know, like
and the second and the fourth beat of the bar.
Like good strong, just no fooling around. Just be a good honest bass beat, then you can swing it. That's what you got to hear as a dancer.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
Right.
Okay.
So you remember we were talking about structure before. That's exactly what I was saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that you always got that
second?
Because for dancing purposes, you want to know, you have to communicate with your partner, so you got to kind of have a basic to know that. Okay, maybe on the two and five, yeah, you got to know what beat you're going to have.
Yeah, so like if you have a 4/4 bar, so like how we in this jamming one, like the people dancing in the middle and then we clap,
we clap
on the second and the fourth beat of the bar, not on the downbeat. So at first I was so not used to it. So like, you know how you're trained to do that. I mean, I've been trained to.
In blues dancing, right? I'm going to show, obviously our listeners can't see this, but it's the same thing. It's on the second that you push up,
right? Yes.
It's, you don't Anyways, like.
Yeah, that's right. And it always like, so the second, like the thing is, like you actually have a sit down feeling, actually, I think for the second, like, you know, the second one is actually down. So it's actually quite cool. Like maybe later when you play the music, we can hear, look for it. Okay.
You know, I love you guys because I like when musicians talk about music because I get it. Like I'm not a musician, but a dancer, and you know, some downbeat, get down. It's the same thing.
Instead of our legs moving, it's our fingers moving.
Yeah.
Right. And it's kind of, you know, like when you play piano, your fingers are dancing on the keys.
Yeah.
Right.
And okay. Okay.
To a certain degree, it's the same way because I've kind of realized, like Paul, when Paul dances, right? I was talking about this with April yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. Last night. How, you know, she was saying Paul is very musical. He's not very technical on the dance floor, but he's very musical, though.
I believe
that. And you can see it in him that, like, I look at him, I'm like, where the heck did he learn that? He didn't. That's his legs moving on the floor.
He feels the music.
Bingo. Right. So it's kind of the same thing. He's improvising, but with his legs, right?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. But imagine you have 10 legs, and those are your fingers, and you do the same thing on a piano.
Well, I watch Paul dance too, and I can see him draw his frame to the tension and release it to the next step. I watch him as a dancer how he does that. He's on unorthodox moves, in my opinion, but that's not important.
Yeah.
I see him as he's at heart a dancer. So.
Tall Paul.
Yeah, tall Paul. Yeah.
Yes.
You've probably seen him, but
Talking about the two and the fours in the mood.
Yeah,
you'll hear them in the mood.
I think that's what we want to do next. We got some more songs to play, and I want to thank Max for getting me tuned in here to get Bymir Bishane and In the Mood.
Do you want to start with In the Mood instead, just to kind of segue into the whole two and four that we were talking about?
We will do that. Let's play that right now,
and then you'll hear it because it goes da na na da na na da na na. It's so like the first one is right there on the two.
Okay. Let's play.
People will notice it on the air, so enjoy.
We'll play the two songs and a little break in between, and we'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned in. You listen to Swing Jazz and Blues Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3.
Thank you.